So I would like to introduce some, let's say, background information about the mapping. We as a team of this project, of the map of architecture, also thinking that we are now facing with the like new generation of tools, which was mentioned already in the presentation of Saskia. So I would like to briefly go through the concept of mapping. Actually, of course, the concept of using the maps and organizing the complex information by mapping is very old. There are these famous graphs, especially this one here, the upper one, which explains the flow of the Napoleon army on the direction of the Moscow during the Napoleon Wars. And within some works, like reconsidering and theorizing the visual culture in the second half of 20th century, the Edvard Tufte is one of the pioneers, and his one of the first books, The Visual Display of Quantitative Information from 1982, is like a turning point in understanding of a new application of the geography and maps and mapping to the design disciplines. Another book, Envisioning Information, which is a little bit later, is already like very developed theory of the visualization of information, sometimes pretty complex, and bringing together a lot of examples of completely unknown diagrammatics, which became like the main tool of architects within the last two decades. Also, so we can see this is, for instance, the real a diagram of the whole chronograms of the Indian rails. So, I have like a question for myself: who really developing this kind of graphics? But this is the real example within the use of the mapping tools. It was slowly applied for the mapping projects or the analyzing. So on the left we have this example of analysis of the density and heights at the same times of the Manhattan, and on the left this is the part of the unpublished project about the old core of the Moscow, which is like tearing apart of all the elements and the partitions of the Moscow to like puzzle it again and to bring the and analyze and to understand again the role of the whole elements which consisting the old town and the old city. With the last 10 years, the mapping tools was like broadly applied, for instance, to the projects which are researching the geography and the politics within the architectural problematics. And on the left we have the projects City of Collision, which is about the conflicts in the Israel, the Jerusalem. So it is basically about this very complex overlap of the influences and the politics. And on the right hand we have something which is like separate discipline. By the way, the sort of border of architecture. This is the Raoul Bunschoten, the Dutch scholar and researcher who is making the own standing, let's say, the theory about the using maps and the urbanism, but sometimes is much closer, I must say, to the graphics and to the art than really to the architectural theory, because sometimes these questions and or the topics themes which are behind the graphics are so blurry that it's hard to get it, hard to access it. But anyway, the way of presenting and the persuasive tools the Bunschoten is proposing are very powerful, and these books was critically acclaimed between the architects at least in the Netherlands. Going to the ways of the presenting of information, which is directly connected to our topic, we have the famous historical charts, like the chart presenting the modern history, the new history, as a lines and as a let's say the fields of the influence. From that, this kind of synchronoptic logic of organization of information on the exhibition was developed. This is one of the exhibitions about the world ideas. So the ideas which circulating around the world. Going to the historical maps of architecture. This is one of the first maps we know about the discipline of architecture. This is the Adrian Meyer, Professor Adrian Meyer, synoptic, so-called synoptic vision. As we can see, this is very, very synoptic, as the weather on the television. The map of the influences of the different school and movements. This is the most famous ones. Famous one, the 20th century architecture evolutionary tree from year 2000 by Charles Jenks. Again, it's about the, let's say, movements and attitudes. So the architecture is approach more as an idea than the job. Or I don't know, occupation, or something else, or the material effort. These charts of Jenks was very broadly commented. So we even have the reviews two decades later. This is one of the attempts. This is Paul Makovsky revision and extension of the Jenks. Movement map, bringing up some new things like from the postmodernism, new urbanism to minimalism, craft, and for instance, social design. And then, as a second chapter of this short presentation, I would like to show a few of the interesting examples of mapping within the architectural projects. And this is the MACE project, which is which can be explained like a huge database of the architectural media on the internet, which is very systematically visualized as a connection and a topic. So you can see this is the search. Competence, location, and classification tab on the top of the website, which allows to get orientation with all these flux of the architectural blogs and magazines. So on the way, it's something between the helpful gathering service for the medias and sort of meta block with the visualization. This is very interesting example. Thank you, Saskia, for bringing me this link. It's called Spatial Agency, and it's obviously basing on the Ant Bruno Latour approach. But again, it's about actors, which is like a core of this theory. So we can sort it by the centers, architects, the interesting nodes, and there are like quite descriptive, lengthy descriptions with the references and external links, and also the small visualization unit. And this is one of the new initiatives more connected to our region, run by the Center of the Central European Architecture in Prague. This is the EU connector, and this is mostly about visualization of the bottom-up initiative, urban initiative in the region. And as an end, I would like to show this example, which is very broadly known. This is like website of Dutch artist Jan van Hesvijk, and she's known that she's like busy with tracing and visualizing through this advanced website the whole activity of her. So all the collaborators, even the producers, are mentioned and visualized as a big network of her, let's say, work circle. And of course, this website is also extremely advanced on that way that I think this is one of her artworks, in fact. A part of that, it was programmed by someone else. As a third short chapter, I would like to show a few examples of our approach, which is the part of, let's say, excerpts from our architectural map. And our approach was like, we concluded with Gosia that probably mapping itself is interesting, but we think that today is much more productive to try to map what actually the architects can do, what is the duty, and what can be the border, where there is still architecture and where there is something which is just done by architects but is crossing the discipline border. Because to me it seems to be really not sharp at this moment. Even if the, if we have a lot of writing about this, so there are like really elaborative analysis of the new agendas of architecture. So we started to collect the terms and the categories which are coordinated and organized in the website. On the first level, as a general directions of the possible occupations, and what architects can do, and another are the attitudes. So how these, because it's for us it's very interesting how these architects and their occupations, their directions are explained to the attitudes. Is there any relation, for instance, between the mercantilism or mark-oriented practice and some specific niches in the professions and in the discipline? So some of the some of the definitions are very simple, like just architecture as an art of building. In the direct context context of architecture, we have something like self-commissioned architecture, which is process of designing of buildings and architectural structures for proprietary needs and so on. These definitions are just taken from the website, so I will not read the next ones. It's everything is every label on the website, and this is the maybe interesting thing also because, as example, Gosia delivered these fresh new photos of this autumn from the Simone Simone de Jacobis made these photos. This is the Oscar Hansen Dove coat in Schumann. Some other examples, in this case, this is the self-commissioned architecture, so the process of designing when the architects are becoming the developer or the contractor or the landowner or redeveloper of the empty plots. So again, this is quite obvious topic, but in fact, it's very hard to find a definition, even with the some new books published on this theme. Architectural and building design, which contains some maybe less known, at least to me, less known topics like mesourbanism. In this case, this is the large scale installation form in the relation to the size of person and the landscape. And this is the example of the Warszawianka Sports Center in Warsaw. Yeah, in the very bad shape, exactly. And another example are the temporary architectural structures. This is the very interesting example of Jacek Damiński, the cloud installation in Warsaw in 94, yes. as a former activist, we have, for instance, small interventions, which are the modification of the small objects, and the small objects introduced usual into the public spaces. And this is the example of the lower pavilion of the Powiśle in Warsaw, Powiśle station. And another quite interesting opportunity, the architectural photography made by architects. So with the kind of understanding and the feel of architecture, and indeed these are the again the Simone de Jacobi's photos. Simone is architect at the same time. All the works which are on the border, so they are starting from the research works, sometimes on the very complex topics like the modern fortifications and in the military engineering, which is like the niche in itself, even in the engineering, not only the architecture. And then they are developed into the revitalization or adaptations projects, like in this example of the Strand Battery in Świnoujście Fortress. And the theory-oriented practice and research, in this case, is a remedialization, which means the bringing the things that were omitted or forgotten back to the debate about the city. In this case, we have an example of the project I developed with a friend, which was the meta browser, which taking as a main way of the organization of information the real landscape structure. So this is not a very well-known logic we have on the internet, that everything is remote, everything is just global. In this case, we tried to use it as a tool to bring the topics which are much more closer to the visitor, and they are possible to be viewed with the local scope. And the popularization and journalism publishing, which is now really the big topic also in Poland. There is plenty of architects are busy with the publishing and the research on the historical buildings, especially the modernism. And what is interesting, we have like a flux of the books, which is concerning the city and the rereading of its meaning and the architecture. And on the end, we have the education and the charrette sessions and workshops run by architects as an example. So just to conclude, I would like to show at the end some example of the works, the books published last 20 years, which were touching the topic of this shifted agenda and the field of work of the architects. One is the Curating Architecture in the City by Sarah Chaplin. She explained the new role of the architects as a kind of mediator and curator of the city. So it was quite innovative at this time, 10 years ago, to understand that architect is not only responsible for the building, for the construction of the physical structures, not for the planning or for the speculative planning, but even he can change the city by the movement and activities very well represented in the Saskia presentation, so purely by bringing some topics to the public. And another very good book is the Theorizing the New Agenda in Architecture, the anthology of texts, which concerns mostly the earlier texts, but which are very actual still. And one of the most interesting things I met last year is the Wonderland magazine, published by A10, which is one of the interesting journals of European architects who publish in Holland, and exactly this first issue was about getting started. That was the title, Fields of Activities of Young Generation Architects. And it was like a participative mapping of the new directions and the new shifts in the profession. So I would just show the two slides. For instance, this is the research over the topics and hours spent per week by architects, which is of course a very interesting topic, or the possible approaches to the work. And that's all. Thank you.